The city of Boise is holding a celebration today for the opening of a new public works facility. But the facility is not in Boise. In fact, it's a county away. And it's meant to do something cities don't normally do. Clean water that's polluted by agriculture. It's called the Dixie Drain Project, and our Adam Cotterell has covered its creation. And Adam joins us now. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Scott.
So, Adam, explain to us what exactly the Dixie Drain Project is.
So you can think of a drain as the opposite of an irrigation canal. They're dug to take excess water from farm fields to the river. The Dixie Drain snakes its way through Canyon County farms and then empties into the Boise River, not far from where the Boise empties into the Snake River near Notice. The project is a water purification plant. It pumps water out of the drain, removes the phosphorus, and pumps the water back into the drain.
And why is it necessary, remind us, to take phosphorus out of water?
Phosphorus is great for plants. In the case of Dixie Drain, it's coming from fertilizer and manure. But if too much of it gets into the rivers, it can make water plants grow like crazy. And that sucks the oxygen out of the water, and it can kill the fish. It's a big concern in the Lower Snake River.
So I'm looking out our window of our Boise studios. I don't see any farms, so why is the city of Boise doing this for farms in Canyon County?
Basically, so Boise doesn't have to remove phosphorus from its sewage. See, this whole thing goes back more than 7 years. Boise waste managers knew the EPA planned to start regulating how much phosphorus cities could dump into rivers. They also knew it would be expensive to comply with those regulations. So they came up with an idea that turned out to be pretty innovative. They'd go somewhere else and prevent more phosphorus from getting to the river for less money.
And so how does building a new, brand new treatment plant save the city money?
Well, public works managers say that for fairly little money, they could have gone from removing no phosphorus at the Boise sewage treatment plants to removing 93 or 94% of it. But the EPA regulations turned out to say the city had to remove 98%. And the technology and the energy to get that last 4 or 5% was really expensive. City engineers crunched some numbers and said it would be cheaper to build a new plant somewhere else. So they took that idea to the EPA.
EPA being a federal agency, of course, how did it react?
Well, at first, EPA officials were really skeptical. After all, the city was essentially saying, hey, you know those new rules you're working on? We'd like your blessing to break them.
But here we are today. There's a celebration, so obviously the EPA came around.
It took some convincing, but now the agency is all in. Some of its top leaders have called Dixie Drain one of the most innovative solutions they've seen in a long time. One of the reasons for that is that agriculture puts way more phosphorus into rivers than cities do. But the EPA doesn't have the authority to tell farmers to clean it up. So it tries to solve the problem with really tough regulations on cities. So Boise was saying, if you ease up on us, we'll go tackle the problem where it's worse, but where you can't go.
So they ultimately came to some agreement. What did the final deal actually look like?
So Boise still has to remove 94% of the phosphorus going into the river at its sewage plants. And for every pound it doesn't remove there, it will remove a pound and a half from Dixie Drain.
How has this project been received by people outside of governmental circles?
Pretty well. The Idaho Conservation League, for example, likes it a lot. There were some critics who didn't like the idea of a city being allowed to get out of environmental regulations, and others who point out that even with the new plant, Dixie Drain will still be putting a lot of phosphorus into the river, so maybe Boise should be taking more out. And there were budget hawks who were skeptical that it would actually end up being cheaper than just doing the upgrades to the sewage plant.
Now that it's been finished, has it actually been a cheaper alternative?
The city says yes. I asked for the final price tag this week. A spokesman for the mayor says it cost about $21 million to build. He says that's cheaper than what it would have cost to do the upgrades. But when you extend it out 20 years, what with the cost of running both facilities, comes out about the same.
So in regards to phosphorus, is this pollution offsetting, if you will, something we're likely to see more of?
Maybe. The EPA says no city has ever done anything quite like Dixie Drain. And reportedly, a lot of people in city governments around the country have been watching Boise closely for the last few years to see how much this would end up costing. So we certainly may see more projects like this in the future.
KBSX reporter Adam Cotterell. Adam, thank you.
My pleasure.
The city's opening celebration for the Dixie Drain Project is planned for later this morning and features Boise Mayor Dave Beter, Congressman Mike Simpson, and representatives from the EPA and the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality.